systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is Wednesday, January 5th, 2001, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And this is episode 444. That is just a horrible episode number.
Yeah, it is.
The Wednesday Night Show, thank you, thejamhole.com/live, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, of course, 406-204-4687, call us, say what's up. Kelly, Ben, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Okay. I have some stuff here for you I'd like to share. It starts with a picture, but before that, I just want to preface this by saying if this just completely train wrecks, blame him.
I'm going to.
Okay. I just need you all to know that.
This is why we're late, because...
Well, no, because I had to do that anyway, but
you
I could have done that.
You had to smoke a bunch of pot?
Well, I was anyway? Doing that while I was...
doing it very fast.
While I was doing that.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying, like... Can't come over right before the show and just get me fucking blazed.
Well, you can, but this is
you
what
can,
happens.
And this is what happens. So here you go. But first, before we get into that, I want you all to find the TwitPic picture because I posted it in the chat there. Here you go again. We're gonna discuss this in a minute, but first.
Okay.
Hey, is it hot in here?
A little bit.
You know where it's hot at?
In your pants. Where?
In Cracktown.
I know.
Do you want to fucking...
Life is hot in Cracktown, bro.
Oh my fucking God, dude.
Did you like that?
Can I say that I like that and not be a complete fucking scumbag? Can I say
I
that...
Know.
Can I say that the rape scene that you chose to start the movie with was especially nice? And that I was half-mast at least the whole time? Didn't
good
help
movie,
that
huh?
You had your hand on my cock. But yes.
I enjoyed it.
Good in the sense that, like, I hated humanity and almost black people after that.
I know.
I was like, I know it's not the black people's fault. It's the crack's fault, and I should be mad at the crack. But, man, you guys are fucking assholes. Holy Christ.
Dude.
And what I really enjoyed is that if you watch Dexter, you'll know who Quinn is.
Yeah.
Quinn is in that movie. And I've never, I've never seen him in anything other than Dexter. So it was kind of cool to, like...
fucked up the
completely
entire
fucked
time.
Up.
Just like,
your wife has a cock.
I
don't
know
if you know that or not.
I saw her push it back into her butthole.
We saw her. But yeah, thanks.
She was hot, though. She was really pretty, but she's just a man. I don't know.
It was weird, though, because I found myself...
The voice sounds like a girl, looks like a chick.
I found myself being like, how much? How much would it cost? But, like, I look at her and I'm like, but her ears are small like a chick. So I think she was a chick that just was born with really small tits and a cock, kind of. Yeah, it was a cock. There's no kind of about it. That was a cock. Your wife had a cock.
That was so awesome.
That movie, dude,
so good. She's a hooker too.
That movie just makes you want to, like, go take a shower and cry while you're doing it afterwards. Like, it is the dirtiest,
yes,
grungiest, yes, grittiest.
Yes,
that man, he had true grit, I reckon.
I want to see that movie.
But that it was terrible.
That movie was good.
It was good. It was terrible, though.
That's Danny's kind of movie, I guess, right there.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Starts it off strong with rape, goes right into a lot of good, solid crack smoking, little prostitution.
Beating the shit out of old people.
Some
for
hardcore
money.
Junkie.
Straight to the point there.
Oh. That would have been my life if I would not have had my girlfriend have an abortion and would have lived in the city. Like, that would have been me. And that kind of fucking scared me a little bit when we were watching it. Not gonna lie.
Oh, dude.
I was watching it and I was like, That's
you, the family in the little apartment.
He woke up and he's like, get out on the streets and get daddy some money before I get pissed. And they all fucking hopped up, didn't they?
They did.
Because they knew. You got to get money so we can get some drugs. And if there's any left, then maybe we'll eat.
That was so great. She's like, well, we need to pay rent and blah, blah, blah. He's like, first we need drugs.
Get your
priorities straight,
ho. Jesus Christ.
That was so good. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, what movie? What was it called?
Life is Hot.
It's Hot in Cracktown. Life is Hot in Cracktown.
Yeah.
I really think that somebody should roll through Cracktown and finish all of those projects. Because look what happens when you leave projects unfinished. That's what happens. You have kids taking advantage of old people for their checks. You
shoving
have
things up their butt to push
you
water
have,
into their fucking bowels.
Sure. You have parents leaving their children unattended to go find drugs. You have just.
Did you see how happy they were when they were leaving?
Oh, they were stoked.
They were like, yay!
Death, murder, and mayhem.
I like how the dad figure dude was like, here's $14. For food and whatnot, and he's like, if you need anything else, just get it from the streets, just don't get caught.
Yep, that kid knew.
Ah,
very disturbing, though, because you know what? That shit does happen, like,
yeah.
IRL every day.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
Hookers for Jesus, dude. It all goes back to fucking hookers for Jesus.
Dude, I really liked the couple, Quinn and the black chick dude. That was cool. They were awesome. It was so great. He was
Quinn, like a
pimp and shit, and she would go out and just like, ho.
Quinn had a problem robbing people.
I know.
What's the matter? Can you not?
All he wants to do is rob houses.
I don't know. And their rich fucking half fag, half not friend.
I know, right?
They said they told me I was cut off.
I can't be poor.
They don't want me dressing like a woman, so...
What's it called?
Life is Hot in Cracktown.
Oh, I got it right here. I could play it on Netflix. That's cool.
Yeah, don't let's,
gonna play it, but
let's not play it on Netflix.
No, I'm not
right
going
to
play it, but that's cool. I can watch it, actually. That's
they
cool.
have
yeah,
it on Netflix?
Cool.
Yeah, it's right here.
Very
I can watch it instantly.
Very disturbing. So
I might check it out tonight.
You have to you have to watch it, and then we'll discuss it in the jamhole.com/forums because
for
fuck
sure.
dude
favorite scene, it's when she pushes her dick back in her butt. That was great.
Of course.
She like pulls up her fucking skirt and sees her dick, and she's like
oh no.
And like fixes it.
Favorite scene,
what?
Intro rape scene. That was nice. That was nice.
That's
a little
pretty good rape.
A little 4-on-1 animalistic, just giving her the business.
For sure.
She
for sure.
did absolutely not want the business whatsoever.
Yeah, not at all.
At all. At all.
Uh-uh.
Burger says, hey, who hasn't sucked a little dick for some crack? Right, Danny?
I've never done crack, so.
I don't know
Sorry.
Why he specifically singled you out, Danny.
Why? Because I know you've sucked more dick for crack than I have.
Didn't single me out. Singled you out.
You're the one who's done it.
You're
I mean.
Jenny McCarthy because you're singled out. So why did you suck so much cock for so little crack?
I didn't do crack.
All right,
bro,
so
Tiff.
You know, I saw a Pizza Hut sign today.
Okay.
And it said, "Stuff your face." So, I just wanted to ask Pizza Hut if they could maybe perhaps be a little more caring. We are in the middle of an obesity epidemic, okay?
Yeah, we
Pizza
just...
Hut, you don't need to tell people to stuff their face. Pizza Hut should be taking their share of the blame for this little epidemic we're having. Yeah. And they should tell people to moderately consume
exactly.
yeah, right.
into your face until
right.
you feel
right.
full. And then, hey, maybe stop.
They just want you to eat like you're crazy.
I know. Stuff your face. Yeah. Hey, it's okay. You only live once, right? Why not be 400 pounds and look like this chick?
Yeah.
God, that is so terrible. This chick.
Dude.
This chick.
Dude.
Okay, so I need all of the live listeners, and if you're listening to this in the podcast, I will make her the album artwork just for you because this is how special this is. So what were we watching?
Hoarders.
Whose new favorite, old favorite show is this again?
Yours and mine.
Oh my god. So the first one, the first one I watched, you were kind of falling asleep, but this was like the jackpot. I didn't think it could get any better than this. This was the hoarder dichotomy. This was a hoarder who owned a consignment shop.
I remember that, kind
of. Okay.
I remember thinking, whoa, why would you own a consignment
jackpot.
Shop?
She owns
this
a consignment.
This is the worst.
Right. She is, you're a heroin junkie pharmacist. Like, it's the perfect, right. It's the perfect balance. I can have stuff here
and
in my
there.
Consignment shop and here in my big giant fucking house that is now to the ceiling with junk.
Fuck yeah.
And stuff. And did you know, we also learned something very, I think, groundbreaking. I think this can be exploited, not necessarily for good, but I think psychologists could take advantage of this. Did you know that in a relationship, in a hoard, as they call it in the biz, this is the lingo, in the hoard, did you know that in if they're married, if whoever the hoarder is, if the other person throws something away, because you're always watching it, you're like, why don't they just throw it away and then just deal with them freaking out and whatever.
Yeah.
This is why. If you throw something away and the hoarder finds out about it, they have to replace it twice. Boom.
Is that what happened on that one episode?
Boom.
What happened? How did that come up? Come about? Like,
that's just, I guess that's the unspoken rule
is
of hoarding.
Is that what the lady said?
I'm trying to get it out there now. Did that's the law.
Is
that's
that
the
what
equation.
The hoarder?
That is H equals 2 squared if you throw this
the
shit
hoarder.
Away and I
is
find
that
out.
What the hoarder chick said?
Yeah.
The hoarder law.
That's the hoarder law. The H law.
Oh, yeah.
That's stupid.
That's crazy. But now you can see how easily, say it didn't even start out as a hoarding thing at all. You just had some stuff and you threw it away one day. Your wife found out. What'd she do? She fucking replaced it twice. Huh?
You know,
then you're like, what the fuck? So you find some more stuff and you throw that away and she finds it. You know what she did? She replaced it twice. Now you can see how easily a house can fill up like that. Especially
your bank account can empty.
Exactly. Especially if you're a hoarder that owns a consignment shop.
Dude.
With that's horrible. You shouldn't be allowed to do that.
No.
I was kind of curious now watching this last episode, because you can tell the camera guys for this show love their job. Like,
oh,
they
yeah.
zoom in on
oh,
all
yeah.
the right stuff. Like, they're looking around in the house, like, what can we fucking find that is just so
disgusting.
The worst shit, right? You would look for the worst shit you could possibly find, and these guys do it.
I know, dude, it's... Good job.
I got one.
Okay. Cool.
They do a really good job with it, though, I think. And I would love to have that job, to just be able to roll around. And, like, this one part where she's getting all uppity, and the camera guy and the mic guy, like, he put it just a little close to her face, and she flipped out on him and, like pushed him away.
Get that thing out of my face!
It was so great. You know they do that shit on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Best job ever. Worst job? Here's a little best worst for Nice Man. Best job, hoarder cameraman. Best.
Okay.
Driver for Dating in the Dark.
The worst.
He hates his fucking life. Watch that show. He hates his life. Every. Shit. All right. So I want to introduce you to our friend Hannah.
Okay.
We're gonna take a little trip, a little audiophonic trip.
God.
To Hannah's farm.
This is
Hannah.
I'm Hannah, and I'm a cotton-picking ridge runner, stump jumper, and damn proud of it. Chickens, ducks, geese, turkeys, goats, and sheep.
All right, I'm coming now. Yeah, I hear you. LaWanda, I'll slap you. You don't listen. Down, daggone you.
It's almost 4.5 acres, and so I guess you wouldn't count it a little farm.
Okay, so she has a little farm.
A little farm.
Just a little farm. Listen, you take a trip into...
Goats, chickens, ducks, turkeys.
What they don't tell you is that all of that stuff I guess not the goats. The goats are outside, but they're in little ass pens.
Yeah.
But, like, all the other stuff is actually in her house.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome. She's,
The chickens and ducks.
They had a theme. Did you notice that? There was, like, a little animal hoarding. And both people, They had some attitude problems. Hannah got a little attitude problem.
I need to get more space for these goats.
Goats.
And this is a great opportunity.
It's enough space for them for now. I'll get the rest of it done to myself later on.
We got a bunch of guys with a bunch of trucks that are free. That's why I want
to. There ain't nothing going out of here.
I'm telling you, half of this is trash.
I don't care what you're telling me. I'm telling you. I own it. You don't.
You
don't.
Now, what? In watching these and all of these, it's the same thing. Like, the people are always so nice.
Yeah.
And that's what's so infuriating and makes you want to watch these shows, because you're like, just fucking hit her, right?
Punch her.
Punch her in the face and say, stop it.
Please stop.
But they're always, they're so nice and coddling, and they're like, well, you can't throw that out because, well, of course, now we know that because she'll replace it twice, and you can't have that. So I understand now, but can you do that with animals? Like, if I throw out this dead chicken, are you going to have two more chickens
to
replace it?
Did you hear why she didn't want to have her ducks near water?
Burger says, I hoard my porn stash. When you delete stuff, do you have to replace it twice? It's weird, right?
Did you hear why she didn't want to have her ducks near water?
I didn't catch why. I didn't get that part.
She didn't want the ducks to lay their eggs in the water.
Right, because
so
then
she
can't daggum get to them.
But ducks don't do that, dude. They're not that stupid. They make fucking little nests and shit. Are you serious?
Completely just creepy.
I want them near the water.
You have to, like, look at her face while we play these, because it's so phenomenal to me.
There are animals on this property that are suffering, and we can't allow them to continue to suffer like that.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When you start out messing with it, I'll sue every damn one of you.
You know, Hannah, that's
now, by
right.
God, there's no damn sense of you getting out here, sticking your damn nose in my business.
They're so, like, nice. You would be in there. You would just flip, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be like, well, now, ma'am, you have to understand. Like, if you saw the conditions pretty out of hand, like, condemned. Yeah. I would have condemned the building and just burned
the whole
thing.
I'd be like, lady, look.
Her in it.
Your house looks like a garbage dump.
She has 16 children. And
she was hoarding children back
also,
in the day.
Back in the day, when your children all get old and pretty soon you can't have more kids, like, your shit just stops, as we learned from Hookers with Jesus. Seven KOs, three TKOs.
Was that show 19 kids and counting? There's 20 now, right?
Right.
Yeah. Seriously.
But this lady's old, which is... Like, when she was having kids, she probably got to a point where she got old and she couldn't have more. 16, that's not bad.
Well,
she almost
had
them
all taken away from her, so.
Well, yeah, in 83, all of her kids got taken away. But it's weird because all of them look the same.
I know.
Just like her.
You saw, dude, like that weird, just cow-eyed look, just.
That bleh. Distorted, ugh. But who kept fucking her? Seriously.
Right?
What the fuck?
Her brother, I'm going to guess. One of her cousins.
One of her kids.
One of her children.
Ugh.
None of your business.
But we were called here, and we were called here for a reason, Hannah, and that was to make your life better, right?
Yes, and taking my animals short of hell won't make it
better. But it also, we need to make the animals' life better as well.
I have been battling this damn bullshit years. Somebody else got their damn nose stuck where they got no business.
Hit
a header, hit a header.
Every time she talks, that thing jiggles.
Someone should take that picture of her and write hit a hat a herda and send it to UID. I think they would appreciate that. But total, like, that's the demographic. That's NASCAR, hit a herda, hit a head a hair, neck chicken. What's that called? What is that thing?
Swinging back.
She has a thing where her neck should be. What is that called?
A gaggle.
I kind of have one on my elbow here. Like, do you see that? That thing. But she has one where her neck should be.
It's like, what do they call it on a?
Burger says, I can just see her barking up a storm and her neck flaps swinging around.
What do they call that?
And her arm. She has arm flaps as well.
It's her gobble thing.
Yeah, I can't remember what they call it.
Her goblet?
Whatever.
Is that what it's called?
And then she's got the FUPA thing going on really hardcore.
Yeah, dude. I don't get how those people, like, hoarders must have paid them a lot of money to just be like, just do whatever these people want. Because you would just be like, fine, then it's condemned and see you later, right? Yeah. You wouldn't give a shit if she was being that much of a cunt, but they, yeah, like, go out of their way, and the organizer specialist is there. Like, I was trained on how to put stuff in nice and neat places. I'm a certified organizer. Like, that's a fucking job.
That's so stupid.
It's only a job because of people like this. It's so great.
Well,
here to head a dear. It's my stuff.
But seriously, how do you let yourself get like that? How do you let your house get like that?
All of your stuff is dying. Like, there's a lot of dead animals in there that you are living with.
Yeah.
And the whole thing of it was, if they didn't get that cleaned up by the wintertime, because she's living in the single wide, because the house is filled with chickens and dead chickens.
Yeah, dude.
Stuff.
It's disgusting, man.
Doob-a-doob-doob.
Hannah, these people are ready to come in and take all your animals.
Right.
I don't
think
that's
all the they think about you. Right? Taking
and
somebody
we're trying
out
to
there.
Save them
and
for
I'm
you,
trying to
I
prevent
promise.
It. You've got some that you can't care for.
I can care for them if I, gosh, I
Hannah,
had some.
Hannah, we are on your team. I promise.
Will you
I
shut
promise.
Up when I'm talking to her? I can manage.
Boom! Right in the fucking face. Oh my god, dude. Goblet thing just whoosh. Spit and teeth just. Yeah, oh, the best. Just. Shut up! Oh, dude. Dude, right there. Just, here. Let's listen to that again.
Shut up when I'm talking to her.
You're on your team, I promise.
Will you shut up when I'm talking to her?
Oh, my God.
Fine, all of
them. Let me tell you what we can do for you, Hannah, okay? Let me give you an option, okay?
No, it ain't an option. You might.
Let me give you an option. You can go fuck yourself and, oh, here, look, that's animal control. Oh, hey, guys. Who called you? She fucking, she flipped.
What you can do, but it's not an option.
But I'm asking you to let us do this. We gotta deal with this.
Can you let Robin take the sick one so you can...
Please let us help you. Please. We're begging. Let us help you by taking your sick, disgusting, dying animals. Please. No, Jesus said I could have that.
I don't understand how she doesn't see that she's hoarding anything. Like, how do you not see that you've got
a problem? She does not. She thinks that is all good.
That is not good. You're sitting on 5-gallon buckets while you're eating shit.
Right. And there's like 3 inches of shit. Like, literal feces and chicken death.
Yeah.
Right.
Dude,
it's like a KFC slaughterhouse in her house.
And then seeing all of those chickens and shit in the cages in the house, all fucking, they're like so crammed together that their feathers and shit are falling off because they're rubbing on each other. How do you see that that's okay? She's like, it's okay.
It's
fine.
No, everything. That's my stuff, doobie-doo.
How do you see that that's okay? Like, how, what the fuck?
Ignorance is bliss, I suppose.
I don't get it, dude.
Yeah, when you take this, I ain't got nothing left.
I'm not.
I don't give a damn. You take the one you're calling sick, and I've got nothing left.
And Hannah.
And I might as well just get rid of the whole thing and be done with it.
I don't want to do that.
Hannah has extreme...
I wasn't making that up. She actually says...
Derp-a-derp. I swear, dude.
Hit a hat or
I don't understand what she's saying. Besides derp-a-derp.
When UID coined the term hit a hat or herd a long time ago, that's what I envision. She is hit a hat or herd a derp-a-derp-a-derp.
Derp-a-derp-a-derp. Poor judgment and insight. She can't make... any healthy decisions.
No.
This is the solution.
Oh, yeah, that's a solution for you, but it's not for me.
Dear. Like, they're so coddling to her. She's in her 50s. Adult? That is so mind-blowing to me.
She's got to be older than 50s, dude.
I don't know, man. Maybe. I love that all the kids just, like, come to help, and they all just start fighting with each other.
I know.
Hey, doob-a-doob-doo. Doob-a-doob-doo. Fucking punch. Doob-a-doob-doo. It's so awesome.
Because you got to think my mom and dad are in their 50s.
What an amazing family you've raised. Thank
that,
you
that
for your time.
That lady's going to be in her 60s.
You
70s.
Really did cherish your time on Earth.
Yeah.
All boxes got to go out the barn.
No, they don't, because there is stuff in there that cannot go in the barn. Okay. And I don't give a
whether you like it or don't.
Okay. But they're going to the bar.
Take on.
Hey.
You won't shit to a.
Hey.
Right there, she just pushes her daughter.
I know.
Her daughter's up in her grill, like, Mom, chill. She's like, give me a fucking shove.
No.
Guys.
It's okay. My mom has lashed out at me many times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to it. That's what she did when we were kids. So I just take it.
Kiss my. You leave my stuff alone or you get the hell out of here. Now, whatever you want to do.
Well, that's where we're at. We're either going to move it all or we're leaving. You got to decide.
This guy got enough.
I know, dude, because that's the dude that should just say, you shut up. Boom, right there. That should have been it. The end. Next episode.
Well, dude, that guy's just like, we need to clean this shit. We need to fucking start cleaning this shit.
But that's what's so great, because these people have zero connection to the owners of the house or anything like that. Like, yeah. They just get paid to come in and haul truckloads of crap out. And I bet, in the case of the consignment house, like, there was a ton of shit unopened, like, still wrapped in original packaging and shit, that she just bought to replace double what her husband threw out. That's tough.
Dude.
Could you imagine if I just buying two of something I threw out? I could not. I would have to kill you before my house just got out of control.
You know, why don't people just get a storage unit and be a hoarder that way?
And just, you can hoard, but only if it fits in your storage unit.
Yeah, do that.
That
keep
would
all
be
your
amazing.
Shit in one spot. It's cool.
Oh, man.
Dude, like, seriously. But, well, at least the other guy who had all the rabbits, at least they actually got to clean the house.
Yeah, that guy was just a dickhead.
Yeah.
He was like a 2-year-old dickhead.
Yes.
That way, like, but they both look like sumo suit wrestlers.
Yeah.
Like, I was waiting for him to just go and run at each other and then totally, like, bounce away. Like, God damn it, derby deer, come here, boom. Derby deer, boom. Could you?
You're an idiot, dude.
Oh fun.
That, what movie was that? I think that was like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, like the second one or something like that. There's aliens and they run and
boom.
Yeah, that was great.
What I have taken away from all of this is that I want to be one of the people that they send out special ops to find the hoarders. You know, they have like hoarder radar and stuff. Like, they look for pot plants with the radar, but they can find like just a bunch of junk. And they send people out to, like, do, like, surveillance on them and find the best. I would find you the best hoarders.
It's the kids calling and being like, look, my parents are fucked.
Come give me a check so I can get the fuck out of here and hopefully have somewhat of a future.
Dude, I still think my favorite hoarder thing was that CSI episode.
Yeah, that was cool, watching hoarders on CSI.
Oh, my God,
that was pretty
dude.
Awesome.
I think I just became evidence. That was so fucking amazing.
But yeah, I picture like Ghostbusters, like going out with their EKG meters, the PK meter, and like finding hoarders that way. And I think that'd be the coolest fucking job ever.
Like just your meter just like goes all the way to the red side.
Oh,
you're
man.
Like, oh, I got a hoarder.
Got a hoarder. And then you like rope them and shit. Check out all their stuff. Give them the shot to make them forget you were there. And then next day, we're here with cameras. Lights, camera, action.
Dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. I want that job. I will settle for cameraman though, too. That would be fucking way cool.
For sure.
That would be pretty cool. All
right. Well, here. I got a story about Facebook. Now, you have a lot of friends on Facebook?
I don't know. Okay. I don't even pay attention.
You have a few. I have a few. You got a few?
I got some.
Got a couple? Okay. Now, if you were to post, I'm going to kill myself, would you would expect to get maybe like a little... Like, somebody would make at least one post that was like, don't. You might get a few that are like, yeah, do it, haha. But, like, someone out there cares on Facebook to help, you know? Someone would help.
I have 199 friends.
This dude?
Yay.
I think it might be a chick, but it looks like a dude. So I'm going to go with dude for now. This dude had 1,082 online friends. Said, took all my pills, bye-bye. Nobody helped at all.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, dude. Looks totally like a dude. A depressed charity worker killed herself. I guess it's a chick. She, as Facebookers mocked a suicide note she left on the social networking website. So just maybe we should let people know as kind of like a public service. Just because there's a notes thing like on Facebook, that's not for suicide notes.
Can you like it?
Can you like that? I like that suicide note. That was passionate and deep.
Just took all my pills.
Hey,
next
wall post 5 days later. Hey, haven't seen you at work in a couple days. Hope everything's cool. Like,
right?
Someone should go to her house. His house. Sorry, I'm the picture. You here? TheGenHole.com/live. You have to see this picture now.
Now.
Tell me that's a dude. Tell me that's not a dude. That's totally
a
dude.
Hang on.
So-called Facebook.
It's a chick, dude.
What?
It's a chick. It's,
just because
the hair is ugly, but it's
look
chick.
At the face. It's a dude.
There's no dude. Shave lines, no nothing, dude. It's a chick. Sorry, it's a really ugly gay chick. All right,
that looks like my cousin Jimmy.
It's a really ugly awesome. Gay chick, dude. Looks
I'm
ugly.
Not kidding.
Name
it's
Simon.
Maybe a little older.
Name Simon. It's
Jimmy.
It's
works.
Pronounced Simone.
I bet,
I'm a
dude.
Chick.
I bet, dude.
Fuck, dude. That's amazing. So-called Facebook, quote, friends, I think that's how he typed it, of Simone, Simon back responded with cruel messages after she posted a message that read, took all my pills, so dead soon, bye-bye, everyone.
Was Simon from
Simone.
Canada?
It's
or
pronounced
where?
Simone.
Where was she from?
This is UK, I think.
Oh, UK, okay.
Yeah.
No one responded with anything? Or
one
what?
User replied calling her a liar who overdoses all the time, quote. While another said it was, quote, her choice.
Maybe Simone put stuff on there all the time doing that.
Yeah,
thing.
Maybe Simone never heard the story about a little boy I know who called
Wolf.
Cry
Wolf. Yeah,
hmm?
yeah
you've
you
heard
go.
The story,
so
I see.
That's probably what's going on. People
I bet.
Are like, if
I bet.
She took the pills last time, why is she on here again? What's going on?
Right. So maybe she's supposed to be taking the pills.
Yeah,
yeah take those pills. Get
you're just
better.
Crazy.
Go, Simon. Get those tits going.
Yeah.
Get rid of that cock. That I'm pretty sure. All of us are pretty sure. All 1,082 of us are pretty certain you have down there. You fucking weird dude.
Dude.
Dude looks like a lady. Dude.
For real.
Worst. She's Miss Back, Simone Back. She's 42, is thought to have been dying of an overdose as the messages were posted on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Jizo. Yesterday, Miss Back's mother demanded to know why. I like how her mother got involved, probably via Facebook group.
Her Facebook is gone.
Her mom gets involved to know. She demands, why didn't any of your 1,082 Facebook friends try to save her? All of them at once replied, because she's done this before every week. It's marked on all of our calendars.
Dude.
She looked like a dude. You gave birth to a chick.
GODs and lies all the time.
All the time.
Put that on there.
Some 60-year-old lady, Jennifer, yeah, she says, nobody told me anything about it until the following day when I was sent a text message saying, get help. I am disabled, so can't get up the stairs to Simon's flat. So I call the cops. It is upsetting to think nobody did anything for my daughter. My son. I'm sorry. I get her confused also. Thanks, Mom.
Dude.
Miss Back's
son?
What? Miss Back's friend, Samantha Owen, said, quote, everyone just carried on arguing with each other on Facebook like it wasn't happening. Some of those people lived within walking distance of him, her. Sorry.
Dude.
Sorry.
Him,
it's
her.
The picture.
It's a him, her.
It's the pic. You should have found a more, how do you say, feminine-looking shot of her.
Him, her, he, she.
Him. Sorry.
Really
it's like a
it.
Bigger
so people,
person,
you had
yeah.
friends in real life on Facebook also that lived like a block away. And even they didn't do anything. That's kind of.
Yeah, that's pretty
but,
harsh.
I don't know. Maybe you're like, I went there 2 days ago. It's your turn.
If I saw
and you're
the
like,
post,
I went there last week. it's your turn. And I'm like, no, I already went there.
If I saw the post and I didn't really know the person, but I was their friend, which there's plenty of people that I don't really know, but I'm their friend and whatever. And
right.
If somebody posted something like that, I can't say I'd do anything because I'm not going to, you know, people are crazy out there. I'm not going to see anything on there and just start calling police and shit. And
true.
I mean, you know, come on. I mean,
you don't know if they're, yeah. you don't know what.
People are crazy out there. People could just I don't want to be, get shit stirred.
I don't want to be a part of your crime
I'll
scene.
Just click like on the comment. And then
I'll click like and leave you a smiley face comment.
Yes. Yeah, if you posted something like that, I would probably post some smart ass shit back.
Exactly. And then there would be like this whole thing. And then meanwhile, someone would come on and be like, dude, you're a dick. He's totally dead. You'd be like, no, that's not how it's supposed to go. I swear he said he was going to shoot Dana, then Braden, then himself on the show. I swear. That's the only reason I'm following him on Justin.tv. Just so I know when that happens. I will be there. Promise. If just one person left their computer and went to her house, her life could have been saved. I'm going to guess probably not. Because next week, guess what?
Yeah.
She's a suicide girl.
Beer Bear says, hello. Beer Bear says, hello, 911. My friend status said suicide.
Yeah.
Could you send someone there?
Hello, 911.
Yeah, that would fail.
My friend just tweeted something about wanting to kill himself. I just thought I should call.
They'd be like, we're in Kalispell, and they're in the UK. We can't, you know, they'd be like, what
right,
the fuck
you're
is your problem?
You're going to have to call 999, actually.
Yeah. Like, how do I do that?
She posted her final status update at 10:53 p.m. on Christmas Day. And at 11, one of her friends wrote back, she ODs all the time, and she's a fucking liar. Yeah. So awesome. An hour later, Facebook user wrote, did you catch the part about Simone taking pills? The bye-bye part? Did anyone go bye-bye personally and check on her?
Oh, my God.
Or call 999? What's wrong with you people? The first friend responded, she does it all the time. Takes all of her pills. She's not a kid anymore. Another Facebook user replied, if any of you lot actually call yourself a friend, one of you should call around and see if she's okay. Yeah, at the very least, like, send a text, right?
Yeah, dude.
You know.
Be like, hey.
So glad I don't personally know any of you. Heartless. Kanye? Is that you? after the discovery of Miss Back's body on Boxing Day, Miss Langridge posted a message on her daughter's page saying, you are all cocksuckers. My daughter passed away today, so thanks for nothing.
Oh my God.
So please leave her alone now. Thank you. That's what it really said. Yeah, so she had relationship problems, blah blah blah. So that is pretty fucking awesome. Now what did we learn? Don't cry wolf on Facebook if you plan to use your note option to write a suicide note. That is what Bear Bear says, can I have your Farmville cash?
People awesome. Already want their shit.
Mafia Wars. Fuck yeah. So.
I'm sorry, I guess. I don't know.
To her. Really. To her. No, I have no sympathy. You shouldn't know. Sorry.
If she really wanted we're to find someone, find way. Her Facebook, well, she should have, like, went out on, like, a bridge or something, you know, people see. I mean, you sit there and post something on Facebook. I mean, I'd take half that shit with a grain of salt. I ain't gonna.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I guess maybe some people use Facebook in a more serious manner. Like, everyone my age and younger, we give a fuck. The internet is the internet, and it's always been the internet, and we'll jest until people kill themselves because it's the internet.
Some
we don't
older
care.
People like they're like Facebook.
They
is
take
my
it
life.
Seriously. Like,
it's like that shit is. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't use profanity on here. I'm running for president next year. Like shit like that. Like they, it's the fucking internet. And you know, of course, everything you put on there is on there forever. But you also have to know that everything that is on there is in jest for the most part.
Yeah.
It's Facebook, man.
Yeah,
it is what it
I
is.
Mean, you can go on there and find out where I really live in Kalispell, Montana. Like, not exactly where, but you know Kalispell, yeah. Montana. But then you look at half the shit I post, and it's all like, you know, fuck this, fuck that, and fuck you. So that's just what it's there for.
Yeah.
It's a wall. What do you do when you see a wall? You either fucking piss on it, or you write something stupid on it.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Done.
Done.
An exactly. online wall. Yeah. You're right.
I'm pretty sure that's why they call it the fucking wall. Because you either piss on it or write dumb shit on it.
Exactly. If you pee on it, then you break your computer. So you're going to write on it.
Well, sure. Did you guys hear about all the falling birds out of the sky and all the news articles that are like, the apocalypse is near, there's falling birds everywhere, and
maybe
there's,
they flew out of the ocean,
there's dead
the oil
fish
was
all over the water, and
no,
it's the apocalypse. It's the apocalypse.
Didn't hear of this.
Really?
Where is this at?
It's all over the news.
I don't watch the news. Right.
Okay. My very uninformed. The world could have ended, and you'd be like, oh, wonder if I go to work tomorrow, fucking derby derby. So a lot of people are freaked out about the dead birds, except for Dana, about the dead birds falling.
If the world ended.
I didn't know about the dead birds either.
Okay, well,
I guess if the world's ending, then what the fuck? Who gives a fuck?
Okay, somewhere in Arkansas and Louisiana and now Sweden, lots of just dead birds have been falling. They've
hit people
from the sky. From the sky.
Well, they maybe they got out of the oil.
They weren't covered in oil at all.
They didn't ingest any oil in them?
Promise, no.
Oh, well, maybe
the
apocalypse probably sounds like to me, huh?
And they look like they were, like, crushed, kind of.
It's plague.
It's weird.
It's probably the end, huh?
But all these headlines came out after that happened, and everyone was like, oh, my God, it's the end of the world. Give us all your money for the church and all that.
Sounds
you
like
give us all your money. Cause,
sounds legitimate.
Right, of course.
Absolutely.
So is this the end of the world? Something biblical, perhaps? Going to guess probably not. Is it about pollution? Maybe. It's actually not that exciting. Dead birds happen. Here's a story about dead birds raining from the sky in Western Australia in June of 2009. If you'd like to look there, exhibit A, that is a disgusting leak. Exhibit A. In early January 2009, there were dead birds falling out of the sky in Somerset, New Jersey. Actually, here's another one from 2007. Dead birds in Austin, Texas. See, dead birds happen. And it happens all the time. That the media has latched onto this is not surprising. And with stuff like Twitter, it's easier to see how they go everywhere. So, nothing to worry about, of course. Lots of stories. I really hope it is the end of the world.
So, like, there's no real explanation? Like, why are they just...
Read the fucking thing. Do you need it explained? Dead birds fall out of the sky sometimes. Temperature changes.
Why are they doing it?
They fly
too
high. Temperature changes. They freeze. They fall out of the sky.
Wow.
Sometimes they run into shit. Sometimes they hit airplanes. Sometimes.
But this is like a normal thing. So why are they all of a sudden being like, yo, there's birds falling?
Because it fell in a place that it's never happened before. Yeah. And all of a sudden everyone. And because it's almost 2012 and people are freaked.
Yeah.
So in this one in particular, in Australia, more than 200 ravens, ducks, gulls, and a pelican were found dead, convulsing near this place they thought was poisoning. And yeah. So sometimes it's pesticides. Chemtrails, man.
That's
things
too.
Will fucking kill
I wouldn't
you.
Doubt that.
But yeah, you fly through that. All there's your hole, and you're up in the air, so of course you have to fall. And sometimes it happens where people live, and people see that, and it hits
like,
a cop car, and they're like, oh my God, it's the end of the world! People are stupid. The moral of the story is people are stupid. Okay?
I get that.
Okay.
I got that.
What time is it, by the way?
43.
Awesome.
Is that number on my phone all right to put in the chat, or is it a different one?
On what?
That I have saved for you.
What?
For
it's
what?
It's not that number that they just put on there. I was going to put a number up. It's a different one.
Oh, and Justin Fenn says it was fucking fireworks. They died at midnight on December 31st. Awesome.
Nice.
It's 204-4687.
Yeah, that's the show number if you want to call. 406-204-4687.
I have a different number for you then.
Oh, yeah, that's 406-848-1739.
Oh, okay.
That's if you want to text me.
I got it.
Don't text me right now, though. So Red Fox, were you going to call in and explain or what? Who wanted the number? Why? Okay. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a gentleman in a full-on dominatrix attire.
Okay.
I guess walking down the street, just chilling,
just
through a German town,
a leisurely walk.
45 years old, kinky bondage gear, just taking a stroll through the Bavarian town of Günzburg.
Is there a picture of him?
No,
there is
not.
Son of a bitch.
No, people in Germany are freaked about privacy. Like you try and take a picture of anyone, and they like chop your head off.
That's weird.
Yeah, they don't fuck around down there.
We live online now, okay?
Well, they don't still, so...
Well...
Especially in little Bavarian towns of Günzburg.
Grow up, Germany.
Isn't that crazy? And they
it's
can't.
South. It's Günzburg is the country's south, so we'll give you a pass on this one because we just took a little trip through our south. Not too great.
Toddlers and tiaras.
Okay.
Hoarders and... Ugh.
Am I bugging you? God, that new theme song is so fucking annoying. Can I ask you? Theme songs should be annoying enough to where they're catchy, but not where I want to, like, blow my fucking brains out every time I hear it. It's not that I hear the theme song, it's that I hear Eddie going, "Amy Boogie." It just, it rings in my head, and I want to, like, go to Florida and ask him to stop.
And politely, so politely.
And please.
Go there and be like, "Hey, can you not do
it's
that?"
Like a fucking, it's like a gay sex house beat with Eddie going, "Amy Boogie." Oh, I just want to, like, nails on chalkboards. That's what you should do for your intro. You want to be different? Nails on chalkboards, 30 seconds with you in the background going doob 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 doob. Am I bugging you now? Doob doob doob. That's your intro. Not that, please.
I don't even think I could listen to it. If it were my show or whatever and that were my intro, I couldn't listen to my own intro. I got to be able to listen to it at least.
I know.
I couldn't listen to my own intro.
If every time I listened to it, it made me want to blow my fucking brains out, I'd only listen to it once, because then, guess what? After that, yeah, so... You may be... Oh, shut up. Yes. Is that what you want? Yes. Yes, you are. Is that all? Yes. You absolutely are.
Oh my god, dude.
So this dude, sadomasochistic gear, full face covered, mask, all that.
Dude.
They checked his identity? What?
Remember, there was a CSI with that dude, the contortionist who does the Stanley's fucking superhero shit.
Yeah. What was his name?
Oh, God.
That always bugged me, too.
Robert... Something.
No,
it's Daniel.
Daniel Browning Smith. My name is Daniel Browning Smith. Stan Lee lets me suck his cock, and then I go in my car and find weirdo freaks to suck his cock too. The next superhuman.
No, he was on CSI, and he was
one of the weird bad guys.
Yeah, he was a contortionist and shit. That's the suit that I picture this guy walking
you
around.
You totally
in.
Just blew that up for anyone that hasn't seen that or was in the middle of seeing it. Yes, there.
Dude,
it was Daniel
so long
Browning
ago.
Smith.
Go fuck yourself.
That's there you go.
Beer Bear says the Hoarders episode, okay?
Bear says, "Would you post the head blowing out on Facebook?" Are you okay?
He scared the shit out of me trying to hand a pipe to me.
I would probably
down and there's something close to my arm.
Hey, Beer Bear asks a serious question. Focus.
Hey, what?
Would you post the head blowing out on Facebook?
Yeah, I'll do that.
I said no, I would post it on YouTube and then embed it on Facebook. But see, I wouldn't because I'd be dead, and I'd try to get you to do that, and you'd be like, "I don't get it, doob doob."
I'll just take a picture of the aftermath, and you guys can use your imaginations.
Can you? She's all good about posting like twit pics and stuff like that, but ask her to post anything with movement or sound in it. Forget it. That's as far as we go here.
I don't even post twit pics anymore, dude. I just upload to Facebook.
That's pretty ballsy. What would happen if, say, one day Facebook got bought by Obama and Obama just crushed it in his big black hand?
That's okay.
All your pictures will be gone. See, me, I have them on Facebook and TwitPic and...
They're still on my phone, too, so it's...
Oh, really?
It's kind of cool. Oh. I don't really care.
Okay.
And it's really nothing.
Touché. Touché. So they check this dude's identity... and the man said he was a slave to his dominatrix who had ordered him to walk through town clothed like that. He added, "Fucking bitch." The cops told him to desist from this in the future. Thank you.
Wow.
Can you please desist in this for in the future?
But just she told me to. I had to.
Mistress told me to.
She's my dom.
THC bomb. Oh my god. Thank you. Hey. Hey, Kelly, you remember...
That's some of Jim's stuff.
Yeah. James, do you remember when you asked me what was in that? That's the bomb thing I couldn't think of.
This is THC bomb?
Punch bomb, I said. I don't know.
Is it from Jim Dale?
That's what it is. No. But anyway...
And you just totally went off
Thank
topic.
You.
I have no idea what
that
the
totally
fuck
because I was trying to think of what the fuck that weed was called. And I was like, punch bomb or something with bomb in it. I couldn't fucking... Think of it.
THC bomb.
Anyway,
that's like the easiest.
Shut the fuck
dude.
Up. Hey.
Wow, you fucking pothead.
This is before
Hold on.
He had smoked.
Hold on.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Smoke some more weed, bro. Steph, smoke some more.
Exactly.
That's fucking,
what,
yeah.
What need to do.
Go ahead. Do
there
that.
There are animals on this property that are suffering, and we can't allow.
Derp, derp, derp. Please.
I just want to hear a yell again.
I need to get more space for these goats.
It's enough space for them for now. I'll get the rest of it done myself.
Deep
later
deep.
On.
Okay.
That's.
No, you won't.
I'm going to put those on my iPod.
You lying bitch. She's like, I'll do it later on. No, you won't.
No,
that's
you won't.
How it got hoarded up.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll fix that later.
That's just a lie right there.
No, you won't.
All right, so check this shit out. 34-year-old black dude, neither here nor there. Found a woman drunk and passed out in a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know how he helped her?
How?
With his...
With his dick?
Yeah, cool. He helped her do a little rape. That's so, like...
Not helping
like, when
at
we
all.
Were watching Bait Car, the drunk guy's like, oh, God must have just wanted me to have this car. Then you just walk in, you find this chick all passed out drunk in her car.
That's
and you're like, oh, derp, God must have wanted me to have this naked chick in this car.
This naked fat chick.
This chick that's totally drunk and passed out. Thanks, God.
Dude.
That's so awesome.
Dude.
Life sentence. Florida man, Orlando, to be exact.
Mm. Had some modeling shows in Orlando.
That's pretty awesome. When not you really. Were a toddler in a tiara?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell no.
No?
When I was teenage years-ish.
When you were Teen Wolf?
Yeah. That stuff. I did
Do you remember when you were Teen Wolf?
What? No.
Oh, can I mention, you remember on last episode when I asked the Bible Belt if there was anyone not dumb that lived down there to send us an email and be like, yo, not all of us are dumb?
Yeah.
Haven't gotten a one, so I'm going to go ahead and just stick with the whole, that whole area. I'm going to go ahead and just alienate the jam hole from that whole area. You are all just dumb. Prove me wrong. I dare you.
Okay, you're not throwing, like, you said Bible Belt. Right?
The whole thing. South. Let's broaden it out. Let's see if we say South,
okay,
if
Mike,
we get any
email,
emails.
Please?
Mike Boudet does not count.
Yes, he does. He's in the
Bullshit.
South.
Bullshit.
He's in the South.
Doesn't matter.
What do you mean that doesn't matter?
Listen to his show.
Dude.
I'm not going to count it. That's all I'm saying. Until you change that fucking song.
Dude.
Because that defeats the purpose of the
what
question.
About NDS?
Are there any smart people? Okay. Well, if he listens and emails in, there's
Dude,
one.
MDS.
Now,
email in.
Now that I've expanded it.
You have to represent Florida for
the
me.
The South and maybe not Florida.
Because Florida's not that bad.
No, All see, right. Mike's claiming that's the East. He's going to go with East on that. So when people say hit a hair down South, no, man, Florida's the East. It's very tricky.
What about Georgia? That's right above Florida, like right on top
oh,
of
Oh, now
it.
Georgia, that's still... the deep south now. Hate to hurt it.
That's north of Florida and still on the east. So what the...
I'm Hannah.
Derby derby derby.
I'm picking ridge runner stomp jumper.
Derby derby.
Damn proud of it.
Damn proud derby of derby it. Derby derby.
That's the south.
I'm damn proud of it.
Florida's the east.
What?
Back east, you know? Forget about
no,
it.
No, we
Forget
don't do
about
that.
It. Back east. Oh, derby derby no. derby.
No. We're south, but it's not like we fuck our country.
Mike
south.
Says Georgia is more south than Florida.
Isn't that stupid?
Is that for real, though? Does Georgia stick out more than...
You're an idiot, dude.
What?
No, Georgia, like, by the attitude and the fucking...
The attitude?
Like, the mindset.
Who's the idiot now, idiot? I can't believe you just called that the attitude. We're gonna end on that note. Thank you.
What the fuck?
So
much. No, the way they act is
I'm gonna,
more south.
You know what?
Florida.
For show notes, I think for a little while, I'm gonna start giving you assignments.
No.
You're gonna write me a 500 word essay on what latitude means, and then
what?
You're gonna write me a 500 word essay on what attitude means, and then you are going to write me a compare and contrast of the two and tell me why they are not the same thing.
I said attitude. You think I said latitude?
You said attitude.
Dude, no, I said it's their attitude that's more south.
Right.
You're an idiot.
Why are you
dude?
Talking about longitudinal and latitudinal points?
No, dude,
it's
you're
not
making
attitude.
Fun of me for something that you don't even get your damn self.
You're not getting it.
No,
it's
dude,
pronounced there's
he's
an L.
That
the L
Georgia
is not
is
silent.
More south than Florida because they're more
because
idiots
of their
in
latitude.
Georgia. No, because they're
Jesus Christ.
Dude.
Can I explain
dude.
This one more time?
You're going in fucking latitude, longitude shit, and I'm talking about how they're idiots, okay?
Well, who's the idiot now,
You
idiot?
Are.
You are attitude.
You are latitude.
The L silent. Shut up.
Oh, dude, you're an idiot.
Can I tell you about a teacher that no. got convicted of rape? Jesus, what are we doing? What are we doing? Oh, here's something that you might need to know. FYI, women, whores in particular. Women, hundreds of women who have become pregnant after a long-term contraceptive implant failed to be properly inserted. The government's drugs and medical devices, there's like a group that watches all this stuff. They're going to sue the shit. And if you have, do you have one of these? Do you know someone
that
has one
of
these?
What is that?
The Implanon, I-M-P-L-A-N-O-N. It's a hormone-filled tube inserted in the arm, first authorized in 99.
Oh, shit. No, I know what that is.
A total of 584 women have reported unwanted pregnancies.
Dude.
They're like, okay, all of the women that have gotten pregnant while on, you know, on this thing, please step forward. Well, expecting like one or two, and like 584 of them all step forward. They're like, whoa, one at a time, please.
Minute.
Hold on.
Yeah, dude, no.
Is this the birth control group? What the
Not
fuck?
Only that, but it's there was another version of it that had three barbs that they put in the arm, and they got, and you would just have it removed when you wanted to have a kid, and when they went to remove
right.
them,
just that
they
easy,
were
right?
fucking stuck in the muscles and just
Ow.
All twisted around and shit,
Ow.
And they couldn't get it out.
For real?
So they ended up suing that thing. Yeah, I remember Owie. That was a long time ago.
Ewie.
Yeah, I thought that was fucking crazy. I'm like, no.
584 women. Wow. Oops.
Oops.
Oops. I can't get pregnant. Come in me. Oh, honey, I love you so much. 3 months later, I fucking shut up. Oh, you tricked me, I swear. In all, 1,607 women have complained about the device, largely concerning adverse reactions such as scarring. Scaring?
That's scarring.
Don't be scared. Scarring.
Scarring.
Not like, boo.
No.
Okay.
Like
I just cut you. And now you have a scar. Okay.
Right.
NHS trusts have paid 9 women a total of nearly £120,000. So what is that? With a further £80,000 in costs. Implanon, which is the size of a matchstick and inserted in the inside upper arm, contains synthetic progestogen and should offer 3 years of protection. You know how many years it offered?
None.
But the plastic tube, which can be inserted by doctors and nurses, were implanted too deeply or became dislodged in some cases. God, that,
well, that
would
sucks.
Suck. If your chick had that, how pissed are you right now, like, raising this baby that you never wanted and should have never had in the first place?
That sucks.
Just
dude.
Hating your life.
So
with, like, the Am I Bugging
baby?
You theme song in the background, just making you want to kill yourself.
If you didn't want to have a fucking baby and you had that thing in your arm in the first place, why didn't you have an abortion?
Yeah.
That's
now who's
your
the
fault.
Dummy?
Okay, 3 years of protection, yeah, it failed, but are you going to give yourself 18 years
that
of
wasn't,
misery?
Hold on, that wasn't your last line of defense, was it? Because, whoa, you should
are you
have
still,
had a
are they
contingency.
Still getting, are they still getting fucking, say they went and got the abortion, right? And
sure,
they still step
I'd
forward, and they're like, yeah, I had an unplanned pregnancy while I was on that. You're going to fucking pay me for it?
Maybe that's
they still
why.
Do it?
Hey, was that £120,000 worth it? I bet it's not. She's not the same to fuck now, is she?
Only if
not
she had an abortion.
Not at cool. all. Right.
Right.
But I'm going to guess most of them didn't, because also in the UK, you get paid for having kids.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
That's stupid.
I mean, for the most part. I don't think. Do they do that with, like, adults that have jobs? I doubt it, right?
Know.
It's probably just the kids that.
Yeah.
About 1.4 million women have used this thing in the last 12 years. Do you know how many unwanted children that is? Holy Christ. That is terrible.
Yeah, dude.
So.
Dude, my shit, dude. I have never once been pregnant or had a pregnancy scare. Ever. And I'm almost 25.
5 pregnancies per every 10,000 implants sold. That is not a good number for a pregnancy anti-device, you know?
Seriously, though, like, that's pretty fucking good. Those hookers for Jesus or whatever, they're, like, fucking on their fucking 11th pregnancy and shit. That's fucked up, man. And she's, like, what? She's around my age. She's around, like, 26 or something like that.
I don't know, actually. I think she's, like, in her 30s, in her early 30s. But still, that's no excuse for fucking 7 abortions and 3 miscarriages.
That's some fucking...
I mean, I'm glad that you don't have, you know, 7.5 kids, but fuck, dude. Put it in her ass.
But seriously, though?
Jesus.
Either I'm just, like, completely not able to have kids, or I'm just doing it right. That's all there is to it. I do it right.
You think so?
Well, because... You know, every time there was a possibility where I could have been pregnant, I fucking went and took care of it. I went and got that Plan B pill.
Yeah,
thing,
what are
like,
your
right
stats?
After. I've never been pregnant.
Oh.
Ever. Ever.
Except with Paul.
That was a tumor.
That's, you know, you keep telling people that. Maybe you've never been pregnant because there's been no room because there's been that dead rotting carcass of a baby in you. And it just happened to have a little tumor skin grown around it. But that was really a dead baby. So you have given birth once, kind of. And it came out through a belly button, as I used to think that's how babies were born when I was a child.
It didn't come
that's
out
the only belly logical place it could come out. I mean, fuck, dude. Where else?
Oh, my God. Oh, God, dude. Seriously, that's awesome.
Berger asked, how many times did you need to take the Plan B?
Oh, I don't know.
You lose track after your third blackout.
There's been a few times.
Okay, and here, we gotta...
But at least I did that. I made sure, like, the next day, I'm like, oh, shit, we fucked up, shit broke, and whatever, and had a great time, but now I need to go and make sure I don't get pregnant.
We gotta do this real quick before we get out of here. In the chat, since there's a few of you in there, check that shit out. Berger sent that to us. The most disgusting thing you've probably seen all day besides that one lady's... Besides,
I'm Hannah.
Hannah,
cotton picking ridge.
Our cotton picking ridge running ding doo doo doo.
Oh, what is that?
She has 5 titties.
I only see 4.
There's another one in there. Trust. because of problems that led to the unnamed woman to have gotten the extra breast removed, she has 5 of them. 2 of them have emerged between the 2 normal breasts, which would have been alright. And then the 5th one emerged in the armpit.
Hmm. Whoa.
The woman should have been operated at a clinic for plastic surgery. Should have. Oh, because this was in German and Trent. Okay, got it. Norwegian. Thank you. I was like, why is it written like a retard wrote it? Because it wasn't written in English, retard. So,
she
yeah.
could probably make a lot of money on pornos for those freaks.
That's kind of reminding me of Total Recall, where Bruce is like, oh, man, or not Bruce. Yeah, there you go, Nollies. He knows. Where he's like, I wish I had more hands, dude. Bruce Willis? No, I keep thinking Bruce. It was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Never mind. Thank you.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Why is that one kind of yellow?
You know what they should do, though, is get the dude that did the makeup for the Total Recall to fix that shit up. Yeah. You can fucking... Dude, it kind
of
looks...
One of the titties doesn't have a nipple and it's yellow.
It looks like a little mouth.
I think she should take antibiotics for that yellow titty.
One of them looks like a mouth. That's kind of gross.
That nipple is introverted,
it's like,
dude.
Bleh.
It's a belly button bleh. Of a nipple.
It's when Freddy Krueger lifts up his sweater and you see all the little faces of hell.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, dear, later soon. This sucks in here. It's a baby being born. Look.
Dude.
That's what your wife's vagina looks like when she has a baby. Remember that next time you fucking want
to
have a kid.
Out there going to the bathroom real
mm-hmm.
quick. Looking at that. That is
so
something.
Thank you for sharing that. And if you come across anything awesome like that that we can definitely make fun of, email it to info@thegemhole.com. Thank you very much, Berger. So, I think that's about it. That's all I had. Oh, did you guys see the God Heart?
Yeah, I did. Thank
did,
you.
Did I show you God's heart today?
Yeah, you did.
This is God's heart. And it was a little gift for God's children. There you go. God is real. Here's my evidence.
Real evidence.
I totally believe
butter
you.
Butter and salt and pepper on it.
Somebody should take the Bible belt and go hang themselves with it.
Oh my God.
And then when you find that God is not real, you can send me your apology. So. Anything else before we call it good? Kelly, thank you. Thank you for all of the pot smoke. It's been lovely.
Dude, always... before the show, you couldn't stop, like, giggling at everything.
Because everything was so funny. And now that the show's over and I've tried to make everything funny on the show and saw how horrible it failed, thank you for pointing that out.
You're welcome.
You're right.
You're so
I shouldn't have been laughing at that in the first place.
No.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Turret.
Terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible.
So is that it? Email info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com, that's where all our shit's at. 46204-4687, 4684-817-39. Thejamhole.com/donate. Pay some bills this month with us, please. Thank you. Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah, it's January. This month goes to us.
That's right.
Donate.
And Friday will be the next one. This was episode 444 of the Jam Hole.
444.
Dana, thank you. Kelly,
you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you, and we'll see you guys Friday. Peace out.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.